We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show. No Andy, no Randy today. Instead, Chris Goforth, Jason Longshore. Glad to be hanging out with you. And glad to head out on the waitfor.com hotline and say hello to Derek Ray. Derek, one of the voices of the World Cup Bundesliga on Fox Sports. He covers the NFL for Amazon Prime as well, and he's kind enough to give us a little bit of time today. Derek, we've drawn a lot of the comparisons today between the kind of the restarting of sports in the U.S., in particular MLS and the NBA and what the NFL is going to look like to kind of what's happening in Germany with Bundesliga. That is a league that is known for their fans. Now they're playing in front of an empty stadium. What is that like to see soccer played without the chants and people not in the stadium?
It's a little bit surreal, to be honest, because in Germany, everybody likes to say it's football as it's meant to be. And that means with this huge character that is the crowd, the fans. And it's why so many people like to go to Germany to watch their soccer, because atmospherically, it is as good as it gets. So everybody's having to readjust, but I don't think too many people are that worried about it. I think they are relieved that we've now had two match weeks without any major incidents. Things are going relatively smoothly. But it is still wait and see, because the league organizers did say at the outset it was a matter of earning the right on a week-to-week basis to have these games go ahead. And now we have a midweek round coming up with some huge games this midweek, Tuesday and Wednesday.
It's been interesting, Derek, watching this to see the Bundesliga talk about taking on the responsibility of doing this the right way, and something that we've seen in the last few weeks echoed by the leadership at NASCAR. You know, what are some of the things that the Bundesliga has done to do this in the right way and try to set that example for other leagues around the world?
Well, it started very early when you think back, and obviously Germany is a highly decentralized country, so it wasn't just a question of the league wanting to do this. Obviously, they had a desire to do it for economic reasons, but they had to get the various tiers of government on board, from the federal government to the different state legislatures and all the other apparatus in place in terms of government in Germany. But this hygiene plan that they outlined was very detailed, and I know has been studied by sports bodies, not just in Europe, but here in the USA as well. And so they got medical people on side with it to make sure that it all added up. Now, what we should say is Germany is in a very different place comparatively, when you talk about COVID, as regards how successful it's been and testing capacity, and, you know, when you compare it with the USA, for example. So it's not a matter of just saying, okay, Germany did this, so we can do it now, and it all will work. But the teams had to, you know, sit and wait for a while before they could get back into full contact training. That really only happened about a week and a half before the restart of matches, which was far from ideal. And the difficulty you have in Germany is that because of the decentralized nature of the country that I mentioned earlier, cases are not treated the same, say, in Dresden in the east as they are perhaps in Cologne in the west. And so what has happened is Dresden, a second division club, they had some positive cases, and their entire squad had to go into quarantine for 14 days. That hasn't happened with regard to other teams who have had positive cases. So it's difficult to talk about Germany and sort of say, yeah, it's all joined up and everything happens the same way in every city. But the sentiment was right, the desire was right, the detail was right, and because of the situation with COVID in Germany, they've been able to get back more quickly than anyone else.
Derek Ray is one of the voices of Bundesliga on Fox Sports, also the NFL on Amazon Prime. You hear him on World Cup broadcast as well. He's with us here on Sports Radio on 92.9 The Game. When play resumed a couple of weeks ago, Derek, could you tell a difference in the quality of play after the layoff?
I was a bit surprised, to be honest. I thought that there might be a noticeable difference. There was a slight difference. I think everything was a little bit slower. And who knows, maybe the lack of intensity that we're accustomed to not being there was a factor in that. I was listening to one of the referees talking this past weekend, and he said, having done the Dortmund-Schalke game, that's normally one of the most passionate fixtures in all of Germany, that it was noticeably less hectic. I think that everybody deserves to be congratulated for how they've managed to get back as quickly as they have done. And the sporting side of it has been compelling. I think the games have been very watchable. And in fact, I think a lot of new fans have latched onto it, people who perhaps watch other forms of soccer on a week-to-week basis, who have wanted to now be interested in the Bundesliga because it is, you know, one of the most high-profile leagues in the world. But, of course, let's face it, there's competition every week in the form of other leagues, such as the Premier League in England, La Liga in Spain, you name it. So I think that when you consider, as I said earlier, just a week and a half of full contact training and then just training in small groups prior to that, a lot of work without the ball, I think everybody has done pretty well in terms of getting back up to speed.
Now that we've seen teams a couple of times, there's a huge match tomorrow that will have the sporting landscape all to itself, Dortmund and Bayern Munich. What are you looking at with these two teams and how they have handled coming back? Dortmund's looked especially strong.
They absolutely have, yes. Der Klassiker, they call it. They have done for about a decade or so. It didn't used to be known as that, but everything, I suppose, needs a catchy name now. And these are the big two in Germany. They've been the two who you think of in terms of major honours in the last decade. Bayern, the record champions, and most people's picks to win it again. Certainly they were mine at the start. Borussia Dortmund, have had their ups and their downs, but they've had their ups more recently, and a certain fellow by the name of Erling Haaland, the young Norwegian, has helped them on that front with 10 goals in 10 games since joining the club. I think it is really almost must win for Dortmund. Certainly they can't afford to lose. If Bayern do win this game and they build up a 7-point advantage at the top, then it's difficult to see anybody being able to dethrone them. I think it should be a very high-level game when you consider how well both teams have been playing. You mentioned Borussia Dortmund with their two victories against Schalke, their old rivals, and then against Wolfsburg this past weekend. Bayern put five past Eintracht Frankfurt. Bayern haven't really played the strongest opposition, you'd have to say, since coming back. But they have Robert Lewandowski, who hit the net again at the weekend, 27 goals for him. And, you know, they are still the class of the field. They're the team you need to take down if you have designs on winning the title. And I think, ironically, this will have the biggest worldwide audience ever for a Borussia Dortmund-Bayern game, even though there will be no fans in attendance. But that is our new normal.
Right now it is, and we're all kind of figuring this out on the fly. I mean, one big question that's come up in England with the discussions of the Premier League relaunching, here with college football as well, is how are you going to keep the fans from gathering to watch the match, whether it's at parties, whether it is outside of the venues? Has there been any concern with that with the big match tomorrow?
Well, there was concern before the teams came back. A number of politicians spoke about this, and actually we had the police trade unions being particularly vocal on that front, but really there has not been a problem with it. Now, I don't know if that speaks to personal responsibility on behalf of people in Germany. There's the other side of it, of course, that some of the ultra groups who are particularly critical of games going ahead at all, they think that football without fans is football without a soul. They have, at the same time, made it very clear they will not be gathering at all because, again, that goes with social responsibility as they see it and not posing problems on that front. So, again, it's wait and see, and everybody's analyzing it, but this has not appeared to be a difficulty in Germany. So, you know, we'll see if that's the case in other countries.
Derek Ray, you hear him on the Scottish FIFA 20. He's one of the voices of the World Cup, Bundesliga on Fox Sports, and the NFL on Amazon Prime. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Derek, has there been any conversation at all as to when they might start allowing fans back into the stadium, or is that something that's just not going to happen this year?
It's a great question, and I think it is evolving as we go. What I will tell you is I listen a lot to scientists in Germany on the German news media, and I've yet to hear one who has come out and said that he or she thinks that there will be fans inside a German venue again this year. I mean, that is just the reality of the situation. And similarly with the people who are at the head of governing bodies. They're not committing themselves, obviously. Now, there is a ban on gatherings in Germany going right the way through until September. So we know that's the case at a very minimum. As I said earlier, it's a decentralized country, so each state has the right to make its own rules, but there are some things that the federal government likes to monitor, and this is certainly one such thing. So, you know, we're getting new information every day. But I think, you know, it tells you a lot, doesn't it, that Germany, even being ahead of the curve, and it is ahead of the curve because of the way it acted early on, even in Germany, they have real doubts about it for the rest of this year and perhaps going into next year. And that's why I said it's our new normal, because I think we are going to have to adapt, whether we like it or not, to this being the case, certainly in Germany and other European countries for a long time.
Derek, we talk a lot about the MLS here because, you know, in large part because of Atlanta United and the success that they have had. This is, though, a young league, especially when you start to compare it to professional baseball or football or basketball that have been in this country now for, you know, for decades, or in the case of baseball, over a century now. How can MLS turn this into a positive for them in what is, again, relatively a new league?
Well, it's interesting. I think MLS is looking, obviously, at coming back. It's going to be potentially in a different format. I know the discussions are evolving as we speak now. But I think, you know, what we see in Germany so far is that having some sense of normality, it's not the full extent of normality, obviously, but having some normality is beneficial. So if MLS can come back, and if they have a good plan in place, which I'm sure they will, again, it will be under restricted circumstances, then it might shine a light for a lot of people on what it's doing. And we know how many people play the sport and how many people watch other leagues around the world. I've always felt that you can watch multiple leagues at the same time. You know, we can juggle a little bit, and you might prefer one league, you might prefer the Premier League or the Bundesliga or La Liga, but you can watch MLS too, or you might be an MLS fan above all else and have half an eye on the other leagues. I think they are all part of the same sport. It is the most popular sport in the world, and, you know, more power to MLS. Let's hope that it can come up with a plan and it can come back and have people watch it.
Derek, appreciate the time. Fantastic stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.